You're listening to episode 8 of the Oh Mama podcast with Libby and Jess. We want to be your new favorite mom friends, dishing on all the things: parenting, marriage, careers, and our latest television and Target obsessions. In this episode, we celebrate Libby seeing Hamilton and Jess running a 5K with her daughter. We talk Libby's shiny gold dress and Jess's ideal brown wedding dress. And we cover work holiday parties, Christmas cards, role confusion, and Carole King. Hey, everybody. You're listening to the
Oh Mama
podcast.
This is Jess.
Yeah. And I'm Libby.
So I live in Richmond, Virginia. I'm married to Pat. We've got three kiddos who are ages 10, 8, and 3.5. And it is a mid-December evening.
It is. We're getting close to Christmas. I'm Libby. I'm divorced and remarried to Nick. We have four kids. So we've got two girls who are in third grade, a little boy who's in first grade, and a 1.5-year-old who is keeping us on our toes, but he is delightful.
Oh, mama, mama, the drama's thick when you step in the swift. They like, oh, 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 mama, mama, the drama's thick when you step in the swift. You now ride with Libby and Jess, and you about to get yourself a little blessing. They got plenty of lessons and even more children. They got stress every day that's building and building, but they still keep it clear with a fresh point of view. And if you tuned in, you're about to get a little bitty clue of what it's like to be a working mom with fashion, and to love your kids and God with plenty of passion, and realize what it's like to be working so hard that you don't even feel like you got time for your squad, or even to write a letter to your mom or your dad. And if you ain't feeling good, then maybe you feeling bad. Well, these two ladies here for you, and they coming through this microphone, whether you at work in your whip or if you right at home. I hope you subscribe and never hide from the truth. You now rock with the two illest ladies in the booth. Let's go.
Jess, what have you been up to?
I feel like it's been busy, just in the craze of all the Christmaka present shopping and
Christmaka, I like that.
Yeah, I feel like I stole that from the OC TV show. It's like, I'll take it.
You know what? I didn't really see that, but like, I definitely know of it.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. But yeah, Christmaka was born on that show for me anyway. Nice. And I was like, oh, this is helpful. Now there's like a word for it.
Yeah. You don't want to say both words.
No, I mean, there's only so much time in the day. You gotta get your shortcuts where you can. So I feel like it's been a lot of, like, shopping and celebrating and getting ready.
Yes.
Gearing up.
Yes.
As well as other activities. Yeah, we've been busy in general.
Well, I have some news. I got my Christmas present early from Nick.
Yeah?
So last Sunday, we went to Berkeley Plantation, which was super fun. Just an old historic plantation home in Virginia. And on our way there, Nick was like, we have to be back at a certain time. And he told me because we were going to, like, do budgeting and finance stuff. And I was like, okay, that sounds about right. Like,
do you guys normally do that?
Sounds like something. I think, like, once a quarter we do that. And he goes, no, I got you tickets to see Hamilton. And I was like, yes.
Which is amazing because this is, like, a coveted thing.
Yes,
in Richmond.
Like, I mean, I think wherever you go, and I didn't even bother to, like, look at tickets seriously because we just thought, oh, it's going to be too expensive. Like, why bother, you know, or we missed it or whatever, or I don't really need to see it. It's okay. But Nick surprised me, and we went, and, like, this is a plug for just communicating with people who are going to be watching your children, because Nick, like, didn't tell my parents what. Like, he said, over the phone, he told them the show started at 7, and they're like, oh, we thought it started at 8. So, like, I wasn't communicating with my parents about when to show up. So Nick was like, hey, are you on your way? Like, and my mom's like, yeah, we'll be there soon, like, no later than 7. And Nick was like, what? But he didn't bother to tell, like, text back, the show is at 7. Oh. So they literally rolled up at, like, 6:53. Like, I am, like, freaking out, and I'm just like, I don't know why I didn't text them, but I just thought Nick was handling it all, you know? And I was like, where have you been? And they're like, well, we were just sitting at Burger King. And I'm like, ah! I'm like losing my mind thinking about. So on the whole Uber ride over there, I'm like, so I can't believe they're just at Burger King. Do you have a paper trail that you told them the show was at 7? Let me see that text message. And he was like, no, I just told them over the phone. And I was like, oh, you can't do that.
Oh, man.
Have it in writing.
So did you miss any of it?
We literally, like, had the Uber driver drop us off. We, like, ran. And we were in the very last row of the theater, so we had to go up, like, 4 flights of steps. And, the first song had started when we were, like, coming in. And they were, like, on the 3rd floor, you can't go in. And then they're like, but you need to go up to the 4th floor. So the 4th floor, I just, like, barged in before anybody could stop me. And we're, like, standing in the last row. So we just stood in the aisle, and our seat was literally 6 inches to our left. And then sat down, like, midway through the first song.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing. Like, every song was incredible. Like, the first act had, like, one amazing song after the next where we were like, well, this is the end of the first act. Like, this is the climax. This is it. This is it. And they're like, nope, nope, nope. Just, like, one great song after another. And then the second, and, you know, like, fills you with, like, American pride and, you know, like, yeah. Isn't our country great? And look at these people trying to be the best they can be. And look at this, like, immigrant orphan, like, seizing his opportunity. And
I think that's why I like Fresh Off the Boat so much.
Yeah, yeah. Plug for Fresh Off the Boat. And, like, I just will say, like, the second act, like, I was bawling. So it made you have all the feels. Like, you felt, like, patriotism, you felt like love and like parenthood and marriage stuff, and like I was just like crying, and it's sort of like a Shakespearean tragedy.
I really don't know.
I don't
want to
give it away, but yeah. Wow. So Hamilton's son dies in a duel because Hamilton's like, don't shoot, shoot straight up. And then Hamilton dies in a duel. And you're kind of like, what? Like, didn't you learn? Like, is this Macbeth? Like, I don't even know about Macbeth, but I'm pretty sure this would be like a Shakespearean tragedy. So
did the people that star in it, like, in Broadway, that's different from the people that travel with it, right?
Yes, but, well, I think...
didn't you have, like, a star encounter? I feel like I saw a picture of you guys with famous people after Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Well, we took a picture with... Okay, wait. So... We, to your point, like, the original Broadway cast, like, yeah, like, they were on Broadway. The traveling show, I think, has generally, like, maybe lesser stars, or maybe that has, like, one big star, but not the same caliber, I don't think. But, like, Nick thought it was just a Richmond show, and I'm like, no, these people are going to travel all over the country. Like, there's no way Richmond could support
it's not just Richmond.
This production.
As lovely as Richmond is.
Yeah. But, like, I'm pretty sure the guy who played Aaron Burr, they said had played, the lady next to me was like, I literally interrupted her conversation. I was like, when the actors come out on the stage, everybody claps really loudly, like, the first time they're introduced. I was like, is that because people are excited about the character or, like, the actor themselves? Like, do you know who these people are? And she's like, well, Aaron Burr played Simba in The Lion King. And in my head, I was like, wait, wasn't that Donald Glover in the movie, you know? And I was like, oh, you mean,
Or the 90s.
No, not him. Donald Glover's son, who also goes by...
Danny Glover? No.
His name is Donald Glover, and he goes by... He's got some rap name or something, and I can't think of it right now.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, who played Simba in the movie. But anyways, I was like, oh, you mean Broadway. So, long story short, I think there was somebody pretty famous... Broadway famous.
You guys
famous.
Got a photo.
Broadway famous. No, I didn't get a photo of him. So when we left, it was raining. We'd taken an Uber, and Nick was like, I do not want to wait here in the crowd for an Uber, so I'd rather you walk in the rain and the cold with me. Go get a drink. So we walked around the corner, and like right when you come around the corner of the Altria Theater, it was just Hamilton standing there. And I literally felt like I was, like, 19. Like, there was, like, a crowd of girls waiting to get his picture. And this, like, mom was like, that's Hamilton. I was like, oh, that's Hamilton. I was like, she's like, I'll take a picture with you. I'm like, oh, yay.
So, that is so fortuitous.
After, like, the 18-year-olds got out of the way. And then I scooted on in there.
Got to seize these opportunities.
Thankfully, I, like, didn't, like, wrap my arms around him or something in front of Nick, you know? Like, I was literally.
I like how the in front of Nick would be the embarrassing part. Didn't want to see me act like this. Well, when my friend Lisa and I went to see the New Kids on the Block all that.
Did you see them afterwards?
Well, that's the thing. We were like, we took the Uber thing, so we didn't have, like, you know, we had all the time in the world. We were going to call an Uber whenever.
What city were you in?
That was in Charlotte.
Okay.
North Carolina. And like there were lines of limos, and we were like, this has got to be. But you're right.
For the new kids.
So, yeah, like, we were like, maybe it's the new kids. Like, they're probably going to, like, you know, if loiter, like, we'll be able to, like, hang out with them. You know, like, we're getting really, like, trying to look into the limo. Like, yeah. I think we were going over to the limo drivers being like, who are you picking up? You know, like, and then we saw, like, a bunch of drunk elderly women. Girls. Like, kind of like.
Elderly girls.
Like, kind of like girl ladies like us. Like, woman. Like, 40-something. You're like, what is 80s babies? You know, like, stumbling in. I mean, they were having a great time. But it wasn't like Tiffany or Debbie. I mean, the Tacky Light Tour.
That would be fun with all of our kids. I wish we had time for that.
I wonder how expensive that is.
I don't know. I was just thinking that. So, Tacky Lights Tour, not everybody, but those are common across. I saw pictures in Charleston. So, I know other cities have them. It's not just Richmond. And every year, I'm like, today I was driving, I'm like, sure, it would be nice to just have somebody drive you around and not have to figure out where they all are and not have to park and, you know, just be able to, like, drink a beer or whatever. So that would be fun to be in a limo. Okay, so what's the Tacky Light Run?
So from what I could tell, it was on Saturday. It was like in the heart of Chesterfield. Like, I didn't.
Ooh, you don't say.
I know. I mean, I know.
I used to live there. It was in Midlothian. I definitely saw them running through.
So I don't know if the homes just, like, pimp their homes up for this or, like, how you create this course if people, like, know that they're part of the course and they get their house all amazing. Or,
I don't know. I didn't even know they did that, but that's cool.
But it's, like, a 6K, which I've never heard of. But Dylan has the running bug now because we did, like, the Jingle Bell Jog, which is, like, for arthritis. And it starts at Mary Munford, so it was super easy to get there, not to run it. The getting there was super easy, but we neglected to train for it. And I've been doing my beach body workout, so I was like, I can do a 5K.
Doing lots of bouncing.
I know, I've been bouncing around, and it is different, apparently. It is a different workout to run than to do my little, like, weights and bouncy bounce.
So did you do it? Because I think it's fun to have people, like, cheer you on.
I mean, so I think Dylan got in her head, like, it's a 5K. There are a lot of us, but not a ton of us.
Like, I'm going to place?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to win this. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And then, so she was, like, in the very front, like, there's probably a photo of her, like, at the very front of the line waiting for them to, like, I don't know, be like, go ahead. Because it wasn't really that, you know, much pomp and circumstance. It was more just like, all right, you people, get started. But she just was, like, taken off and then realized pretty quickly that I was not next to her because I just couldn't keep up. And she just kept being like, come on, Mom, like, what is this? Like, I'm not going to be able to win. And I was like, just go without me.
I know. You're running too.
And then I was with, like, a mom friend who's a runner. So, like, she was ready to run and Dylan was ready to run. And then the mom's friend's daughter was like, let's slow it down. I was like, girl, like, I'll be with you. Your mom could be with Dylan, but I wasn't having it. So, like, the four of us kind of hung together. And the whole way, Dylan's like, you know, I can't believe this. Like, you got to amp it up. Like, what is going on here? We're not even in a place. You know, it was like 5 kilometers of being berated.
Aww.
And I just was like, and then when it was over.
Next time, take your dad.
I know. I was so happy when it was over. And then she's like, so are we going to do a 10K next? Are we going to do, like, a half marathon? I was like, it's too soon. Like, don't ask me right now.
Yeah.
And I was in so much pain the next day. And I didn't even run it. Like, I, like, walk, jog, like, I don't know, combo dealed it. We're, like, some of the last people to be done.
So, wait, did she run ahead, finish, and just wait for you?
No, she didn't want it. She was like, I'm afraid that somebody will, like, take me. I'm like, nobody's going to take you.
Oh, like, I would have felt like her. Like, I don't want to, like, lose sight of you in scary in the middle of the day.
Well,
like,
this was in Windsor Farms. This was,
it was,
like,
in Windsor Farms.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're safe.
Okay, honey.
I don't know, but it was an experience.
That's cool that you did that, though. I know Nick has talked about doing, like he does the Spartan races and the Tough Mudders.
And doesn't prepare.
The Monument 10K. But all of the, like, kid races are always, like, separate or, like, little kid. So I don't know what age that cuts off at. But
like the kid, the fun runs and stuff.
Yeah, like the kid part of Monument 10K, or like the kid, like the Tough Mudder will have like a kid thing, but it'll
and they're
be
just
like
flying
before.
Solo. Like nobody's with.
Well, no, like it'll be before, so the parents can watch them, and then the kids are done, and then they, like, I don't know, sit with the other parent or whatever while the other parent does the real race.
Okay, that's not a bad option.
Yeah, but my point being, like, you don't do them together.
That's a lot of pressure, unless you're, like, actually a runner or functional, in which case I'm neither, but I have high hopes for, I thought it was going to be easier.
I love it. I love that she wanted you, thought she was going to place. Like, it's so cute. Like, David, to this day, every time Nick comes home, he's like, what place did you get, Nick? And like, he's like, did you get first?
And yes, the best
first,
runner.
Second, or third. And then, like, in the Spartan races. And then for the marathon, David's like, I don't think Nick got first, second, or third. I think maybe, like, you know, seventh. You know, something so, like, really good. And I'm like, David, I love how much you just look up to him and think he's awesome.
That is sweet.
It's really sweet.
And there was all these advertisements for a movie called Brittany Runs a Marathon.
Yes.
It's like a Prime movie. So I watched it on Saturday night, which was really nice. We don't normally, like, sit on the couch and watch a movie together. I cannot remember the last time we did that. And
your whole family?
No, Pat and I.
I was like, you don't watch movies? What are you doing?
No, we watch a ton of crap on television, but not just me and Pat. That's special. So, and you can watch different things when it's just you and your partner.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It was so good. It was like, it gave me all the
Pat
feels.
Pat ran, Brittany runs a race.
Well, I was, like, kind of interested. I feel like I've seen, like, you know, the pictures.
I don't have any idea what it's about, but it sounds like a movie they would have shown you in health class, like, in high school or gym.
No.
Was it, like, a Christmas I Fall in Love movie?
No. It was, like, a...
Look this up.
Yeah. I don't really even know what that genre would be.
Action?
I mean, I guess
Wait, is it, like, a biography? Like, a biopic?
Yeah, so it kind of is.
Is
so,
it a
like,
real story?
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
Which I thought, I didn't know that when we watched it, but then afterwards there was, like, some kind of, like, video at the end of, like, the real Britney. And I was like, oh my God, is this, like, based on someone's life? Which was really cool. But I guess the gist of it was, like...
Who's that actress?
I love her. She's so funny. She was in, like, 21 Jump Street 2 or one of those 21 Jump Street
movies.
I don't
know her, but I see her name there. Okay.
She's really funny.
All right, awesome.
And I'd only ever seen her be really funny. So
the movie poster is like her holding a pair of Converse and a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
So now I see why you're into it.
Yeah, I mean, it like kind of, she kind of has an Amy Schumer-ish kind of look, you know, like she doesn't.
But she looks like a mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in her stage of life.
Yeah. So it's like, what is this? So I was intrigued and.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a romantic date night.
It was good.
Brittany runs a.
I wonder what other... I don't want to give too much away, but you should see it at some point and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Because it did give me all the feels. Well, and it made me kind of maybe want to run a little bit afterwards. But not a lot.
Maybe.
Maybe my marathon is a pass. Maybe mine is the kids' fun run. Maybe that's my goal.
What's the kids' fun run?
It's like a 1 mile.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You run the kid race. Yeah. Okay, wait. I have one other piece of news that I'm pretty excited about. So, I think you know that, like, even, like, okay, so ever since Nick and I got married, I've just been, like, when are we going to be able to go dancing again? Like, when are we going to be able to go dancing again? And
again?
I mean, I want to dance, and there's nowhere to dance. Like, we're, you know, late 30s, like, nobody's getting married. We did go to one wedding, but there was no dancing, and I'm like, when can we go dancing? So, I finally got invited to a fancy work party this winter. And we just had it, and it was at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts,
ooh,
like in the Marble Hall, where they have, like, wedding receptions. So it's, like, a smallish space, but, like, it was perfect for what we needed. And it was semi-formal attire, so I was like, yes, because I had this gold dress.
You in that gold dress.
Oh, I mentioned the gold dress. Okay.
When we talk about our launch party, you're like, is it
a gold dress
kind of occasion?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I never go shopping at the store anymore, really, hardly ever. Maybe like less than 20% of my time. 80% is online. I think the 20% is I go to return something, and then I might look around for a few minutes. But before I went to this wedding, I was like, I don't know if the dress I got is going to work out, because it was like short, it was open back. So I was like, I don't know if it really fits up top. Like, I don't know what to do with this. So I went to the mall like the night before with Valley, and I've already talked about this.
Just to me.
Okay. Okay. So.
But not all these details.
I don't want to bore you guys with my gold dress story. But first of all, I mean, this is just like a, I feel like this is such a mom story. Like, we were at Macy's or something, and there were all these people there shopping. Like, I don't know, moms with daughters. I think they were probably shopping for homecoming. And, like, just the people interaction was, like, thrilling to me. Like, in the dressing room, like, to have, like, somebody be like, that dress I love. And I was like, oh, why, thank you. Like, I don't get this when I'm shopping online and clicking, like, add to cart, you know? So,
that's true.
Like, that was super fun, and Valley was there, and... You know, I probably looked at way more dresses than I would online. But then there was this, like, rack of sale dresses. And I just happened to pick up this, like, Ralph Lauren gold, like, sheath dress. And it was originally, like, 220-something. I don't know. And I thought it was going to be, like, 100. And it rang up at 60. And I was like, yes! Like, I don't know where I'm going to wear this.
Someday.
I'm feeling really good right now, and I already had these gold sparkly shoes, and so my mom hemmed it for me. Thank you, Mom.
That is so cool that she can do that.
I know. She's amazing. So, and it's funny, because Nick wore this old suit, and his mom was like, maybe I'll buy him a new suit from Brooks Brothers, which is like a jacket alone.
It's like you guys are going to prom. Like, your mom is hemming your dress.
I know.
Mom's
going to
get
prom.
Him a suit.
But I was just like, wait. My dress was $60.
Wait, so his suit was $600?
Like, a jacket from Brooks Brothers is like $650 or something.
Was this a gift to him?
Yeah, no, she was like, I'm thinking about getting it for him for Christmas.
Oh.
Well, spoiler alert. Yeah. But I was just like, it's less about
it's
how much the Brooks Brothers.
Yeah.
It's less about what the Brooks Brothers suit costs, because I do think they have really nice suits. And it's more about, like, look what a woman can do. Like, she can get a $60 dress and look put together.
Well, when we got married, I was trying to, like, think about what I would wear, because I'm not a white dress kind of gal, and I just didn't really want to wear, like, I just wanted to be comfortable.
What did you wear?
Well, brown is my favorite color.
No, I didn't.
Pat put the kibosh on it, but I was, like, showing him all these beautiful brown dresses. I was like, look at this beautiful brown dress. He's like, this is just big bumming me out. Like, can you just wear a white dress? Or it's just, like, one day, you gotta take one for the team, like, just... Doesn't have to be super bridey, but, like, it should just be at least white. And I was like, noted, okay. Like, I can do that. But I was having a hard time finding, like, something that I was comfortable in.
It's really hard. Like, I will say, I think, sorry to interrupt you, but with our wedding, I fell in love with a top at the store that was a crop top that they just pinned in the back. You know, like, they put the clips on it, and they're like, and then we'll order it in your size. Huh. And basically... I could never get one that, like, fit me because they make the boobs so big. Like, they only make them for, like, women that have, I don't know, C or D cups. And so, like, to get it to fit my rib cage. So my whole point being, like, it never really, like, this is so dumb, but I'm like, I wish I had, like, gotten a dress that really fit me. But they're really hard to find. I feel like I have a pretty good body, but I don't have, like, a model, like, curvy, like, voluptuous body. And, like, for wedding dresses, I feel like you have to have that, or, like, you are
I just couldn't even try on any of the bride dresses. Like, I think I found some, like, J. Crew bride clearance thing, and I'd returned it. I was like, this is so not me. And then we went to, like, some other shop, and I bought this dress that was so not me, and I, like, you know, ended up not using it. So, long story short is I went to Clementine, which is, like, a secondhand shop.
Yeah.
And I saw this, like, beachy kind of white dress that had layers that looked very beachy. And I was like, all right, like, I like this dress.
Yeah.
And I bought it, and it turns out it was my friend's dress. She's like, I could have given that to you. I just consigned it. And I had it, like, altered. So I spent, like, $35 on my wedding dress.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Pat was like, oh, you're doing, like, a secondhand thing? Well, I'm going to see what Clothes Rack has. So he found some, like, old...
What is Clothes used, Rack?
Oh, it's, like,
A thrift store.
Okay. Yeah, so he found some, like... I mean, it was nice, but it was, like, an old suit that he then had tailored for, like, $65. I was like, oh, you're spending so much money, Pat.
You guys are so extravagant. Stop it.
I know.
Okay.
So a $600 suit, you guys are killing it.
I'm glad you didn't wear a brown dress.
I was ready.
For your wedding.
But...
I didn't know brown was your favorite color. I'm like thinking about all of the clothes I've seen you wear.
I feel like it's turning into more of a mauve, but it used to be much more of a brown.
Oh, I guess there are different shades of brown. Are you thinking like light brown, dark brown?
No, I used to really like a good hearty chocolate brown, but now I'm more of a mauve.
I mean, mauve is like purple, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you? Or like, I kind of like taupe, but not as much as mauve. Do you have a favorite color?
Well, I've always, for my adulthood, been like, I'm going to wear color because I feel like adults tend to stay, and not just stay, but like stores just offer us particularly like neutral, kind of like, do you like the neutral colors?
And you got a lot more zest to you.
I like to wear colorful colors, but I think you find what colors look good on you. And it's, I think you look, and then I feel like I look, there's a difference between when I have a tan in the summer.
Yes.
Versus, like, the winter. And I used to think, like, oh, I like really dark, bold colors. But I think in the winter when my skin is really pale, like, I'm feeling like, I don't know if anybody cares, but I feel like a light pink is very flattering. I'm probably almost about anyone, but I feel like it's flattering on me. Maybe it's, like, the brown hair and the light pink. Like, I don't know. But I would think, like, like it doesn't, like, wash you out. Like, you know, like, you can wear white in the winter and feel, like, really washed out.
I just don't wear white. The light pink, like,
gives you something. Well, I don't. I only wear white in the summer because, like, if you ever see a store modeling white clothes in the winter, it'll be somebody with color in their skin because it looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
Against their skin.
I just think, like, I will spill my coffee on this.
Oh, well, that
and
too.
I will no longer wear this.
It looks good, like, when you have a tan or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, like, a clean-kept woman, go ahead. Like, wear what you want, but I need to wear something that blends with all my food debris.
I will say, every time I wear, I have two of these light pink shirts because I stained one. It was just, like, a long-sleeve, light pink t-shirt from J.Crew, and I was like, I love this color so much. And I already spilled coffee on one. I'm going to get a second one, but I'm going to continue to wear the first one and have them both in rotation.
Like,
and every time I wear it, without fail, I will spill coffee on myself at work. And I'm like, come on, Libby. And then I'll go to the sink and I'll get a paper towel and I'll completely wet it. Like, we get this huge wet spot, like, on my stomach.
Why not on my give up on your
it doesn't
clothes.
Matter.
Yeah.
Like, on my shirt sleeve, I just walk back to my desk. Like,
I know.
Nothing's up.
It's no longer like, is there a hole or is it stained? But, like, how bad is this hole and how, you know, like, egregious is this stain?
Okay, wait. So to finish up the work party, so I got to wear my fancy dress, and it was, like, apparently it was, like, a white, they told you to wear white, which I think is very,
I mean,
I think it's very, what's the word,
presumptuous?
Like, daring or audacious for, like, a normal party, but for a work party,
I was like,
who has white? It's very hard in the winter, but I was like, I feel like my gold is pretty close. So that was, like, good, you know?
So were you the only one in, like, a golden frock?
Some people had white, but I think I might have been the only one in gold.
Did you dance?
It was, like, a light champagne color. So it looked, like, silvery gold, like, just really, yes, Jessica. And I got to dance. Like, somebody was like, how was the food? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't try the food. There were cocktails and there was a DJ.
Well, so what are some of your, like, favorite songs to dance to?
Lizzo. Anything by Lizzo. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything. I'm not picky. There were some songs where I was like, in the whole wake of like Me Too and everything, and we've been watching The Morning Show, the Apple Plus TV show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon about like a morning news show, like Today Show, and it's all about like the Me Too post movement or during the Me Too movement. Watch out for your bottle of wine there.
Yeah.
And, anyways. I was like, I know it's a party, but it's, like, still a work-sponsored function. And I was like, should you be playing that song? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of songs with, like, even just, like, I like girls with big butts or, like, whatever. Like, that type of thing.
That is Pat's mom's favorite song.
What?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. She doesn't love the lyrics, but she's like, nothing else makes me want to move. Like, I like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts. Or Baby Got Back. Baby Got Back. Yeah. At our wedding, we were like, and this one goes out to Patty.
You better get your booty on the dance floor. We would dance to anything. And thankfully, like, there were cocktails involved. And I was like, Nick, look, I know, like, two people here. So we don't, and, like, he knew one. So I was like, so we can be, like, totally make fools of ourselves. And, like, nobody knows.
It's a good
feeling. Nobody cares. Like, let's just do it. And thankfully, he was game. So I was like, afterwards, I was like, thank you for being the best date in the whole wide world. Like, I had so much fun. And the part I was going to tell you, too, is when we walked in there, I didn't get there till 8. It's like started at 7. And they were like, hey, there's raffles, you know, to enter in. And they're like, and also you can fill out this like worksheet that had like, I don't know, 20 boxes or 24 boxes. And they're like, each one had like a statement related to Christmas. And you have to like find one person's name to match up with each box. Mm. And they're like, if you do this, then like, if you get the most or whatever, then you go into a drawing for an iPad. And we like looked around the room for a second and like nobody's doing it. And we're like, for a second, I was like, oh, that's okay. We don't need to do that. Like, we're, you know, we can be cool. And then I was like, who am I kidding? We have 4 kids. We just, like, one of our kids just broke our iPad. Like, it still works, but the screen is completely, like, cracked everywhere. Like, literally the week of the party. So, like, yeah, we need a new iPad. And so we did the little game, and we won!
Yay! That's so awesome.
It was so awesome.
I'm so intrigued. So, like, what kind of work party is this? It sounds magical. My work party is, like, usually a potluck in a school library, and people are like, I think I have a meeting.
Corporate America, and I guess I moved from I moved to a better, ooh, I spilled again.
Oh, your car is going to have a nice pungent.
My car is going to smell like rosé.
It's not about that's from Target, by the way.
Oh, I like
Target rosé.
Yeah, Bravino rosé.
Bravino Target. Bravino. Yes.
By the way, the other day, like Nick was listening to our podcast, he's like, "You said your podcast was brought to you by Hardywood Wine. Are they?" He's like, "Are they sponsoring you?" I was like, "No."
We were just drinking their wine. So I guess so this is by Bravino, but not really.
Just to clarify, we do not have any sponsors.
Yeah.
Emotionally or monetarily.
But we welcome any sponsorship.
I mean, we have sponsorship from our friends and family, yes. But not from companies, yes. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not by choice entirely. Yes.
So have you been listening to Christmas music?
So I haven't. I've been listening to Carole King in the car or NPR or 94.5.
Who is Carole King?
What? You're killing me. You are killing me. Are you serious?
Did you?
She's an icon.
Hold on. I got my phone. I can look up her after Britney ran a marathon.
Well, that's not as iconic, but Carole King, this you need to know.
She sang in the 50s? I mean, you're listening to music, not in our generation.
All right, but she's like a American songstress.
And what does she sing?
So she sings Natural Woman, she sings I Feel the Earth Move, So Far Away, she sings the Gilmore Girls song, she sings You've Got a Friend, she sings a ton of songs.
All right, I know the Natural Tapestry. Woman song. I know the Natural Woman song.
She's amazing, and I don't know why, but for some reason, I do know why. She sings this one song called Beautiful, and it's like... It's like, I feel like it's like the social work anthem. Like, I play it on my way to work because it's like, you got to get up every morning. I can't sing and show the world that you're beautiful like, on the inside.
Or did Christina Aguilera remake that song?
Did she? Oh, man. I'm going to learn.
She does sing a song called Beautiful.
How does that go? I don't think it's the same.
You are beautiful.
No.
No matter what you say, the world can't bring you down.
I mean, that's not a terrible anthem for anybody, but no.
It's a big hit for her.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Carole King's Beautiful is much more like dated. You know, it's older.
Okay, so you're listening to Carole King.
So this is what I do a lot, yeah. And when I drive the kids and their friends around, they're like, this is weird music. I'm like, it is weird music.
Oh, they're not demanding that you play the latest pop song for them?
Dylan likes 94.5, but I can only do so much of that.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like rough, that music.
Well, I guess, I don't know, but like... Emma definitely is like, take out your phone and play me this specific song.
Oh,
and like,
really?
Forever, I was like, I can't do that because I just had like the free Spotify. But then I finally gave that up and I just log into Nick's account. And so we take it over from each other.
Mm-hmm. Can't you just go on YouTube?
We can listen to the same thing at the same time, too. Well,
Oh, you mean in the car, though?
Okay. In the car. She's like, take out your phone and play me this specific song. And I'm just like, oh.
So what
the DJ's not on right now. Like,
yeah. No. So, but I want to start listening because I love all the holiday music. And I love, like, certain songs are just so heartwarming.
I haven't been listening to it either. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I got excited to sing some Christmas carols in church today. But, like, normally, I mean, it's only a couple weeks.
It's before all like Christmas. This is the time, right? And I love when Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song comes on. Like, oh, yeah. I love that so much.
So that's your favorite?
It is, but then he talks about like marijuana, and the kids are like, Mom, you're such a degenerate. Like, what are you listening to? And then between that and my occasional glass of rosé, like, I'm really getting a lot of judgment these days. So I don't know.
It's easy to get.
Yeah, it's easy to get. I don't know. So no, I haven't, but I want to, and it's, like, the time of year, and it's so cute with all the lights up in our neighborhood, and
I know.
I want to, like, you know, embrace it.
Do you send out Christmas or Hanukkah cards?
No, I haven't. I feel like I've gotten really lazy.
Yeah, maybe that is just it. Like, I was like, Nick was like, should we be doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. I always think about it. And part of me maybe wishes I would, just so I would, like, do it for my own benefit. Like, I would edit some pictures of the family. I'd get them printed or whatever, you know? And then it'd have, like, the side of just, like, it would, like, give me a deadline to, like, get stuff done.
I can't help but feel like it's a little wasteful, though. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to be more minimalist, which is so hard.
Yeah.
And I think about, like, these cards. And
it is just
really
a postcard.
Yeah, no, but it's, like, hard because it brings me joy. Like, I love seeing it. Yeah. And I love, like, reading the little things.
But I'm not doing
it
either.
But then I recycle it, like, pretty soon after. Yeah. Like, you can't, like, there's only so much stuff
like
you can have.
Like, the photo cards.
Yeah, like, I
feel like those Christmas letters that are really long.
I hate those braggy.
Bobby's amazing. And have I told you about Martha? And what about Jared?
I know. We always see, like, and little Satsuma is now fluent in Mandarin. And it's like, what? Our kids are like, you know, can't even put their dirty stuff in the hamper. Like, what would ours say? But it is, Pat and I are like, oh, it's so braggy. Doesn't it seem really braggy sometimes?
I mean, like, yes, it can come across as braggy, but at the same time, you're not going to be like, well, my kid threw 12 tantrums last month, and, it, you know, like, you're only
oh, but I would love to get that card. I would love to get that card.
You wrote that Christmas letter.
Oh, man. I want the keep it real cards. Yeah. I mean, and some are funny and some are just very basic and it's sweet. Like, I guess at the core of it is sweet. But
yeah, they are sweet. I think I just feel like, well, because I got, like, divorced and, like, I lost, this is, like, real, but, like, lost, like, most of my friends from my previous life, I feel like I don't, like, I just haven't maintained those relationships and, like, got cut off. And so I don't have this list of people that I've, I don't know. And then I, like, moved back and I was single. And, like, this is, like, I'm not blaming anybody. But I think people tend to think, like, when they're married and they have kids and they're a couple and they're family, like, they're sending cards to other, like, married couples, you know. I just never felt like, not, I did have some people send me Christmas cards, but I guess I didn't feel totally, like, legitimate as, like, an adult standing on my own, you know, like.
And that is so sad, too, that there's this, like, judgment.
I'm not even saying there is. Like, I could just be, like, a terrible friend, terrible at connecting or whatever, but my point, my real point being is, like, I don't have, like, a long list of people. Like, if I did start sending out cards, it'd be, like, I would send out cards to people that weren't sending them to me, which is fine. Like, that shouldn't be the point. But, like, Nick was like, well, why are we going to send out cards? Like, we don't really get any. Like, we have no friends. I'm like, oh, boo.
Harsh. That's way harsh.
We don't have friends. We just don't have, like, the Christmas card friends. Or I don't know. We can still send them out. It doesn't have to be about reciprocation or whatever.
Well, growing up, we didn't really get so much of that because, like, most of my family is Jewish and friends.
Do you not send
Jewish
Hanukkah cards?
No, it was not like that. So, like,
I
you would.
What if, that is.
Yeah, it's maybe it's more of like a cultural thing at Christmas to do that, but it's not like Hanukkah is not such a big holiday and the cards
wouldn't be
coming in.
What is your big holiday then?
It's more like Rosh Hashanah and Yom
the
Kippur.
New Year?
Like, yeah, you're more likely to get like a New Year card for Rosh Hashanah than like a Hanukkah card.
Okay.
From a relative.
But do you celebrate Rosh Hashanah in a bigger way than Hanukkah?
I feel like Hanukkah has become so commercialized because
it's also at the same time as Christmas.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I think Rosh Hashanah has a little more meaning to our family, but Hanukkah we've like made steroidal because we're like, well, we've got Christmas and we've got Hanukkah and it's a big deal. Yeah, we got to bring it.
It's Christmaka.
Yeah, it is. It's just taken over. It's morphed. But no, the card thing wasn't something that we like were used to growing up. I mean, Pat was, but I wasn't. Yeah. So now, and then most of my friends now, I feel like, are mostly at least like celebrate both, or there's a lot of Christmas going on. Mm-hmm. So I have gotten a lot of those kind of cards, but I think it was surprising to start like seeing those family cards and like seeing from Pat's family, like relatives, like all of his cousins that are older, like talking about their accomplishments stuff.
I think because I was like so much younger than my other cousins, like they never sent me cards. Like I've just never been on anybody's freaking card list. Like I might have gotten like a couple like when I was like first married.
I'll send you a real card with like a tantrum and like a bottle of wine on the floor. I'll keep it real with you.
Ask you a question. So when we went to Hamilton, Valley was like, why can't I go to Hamilton? All my friends have gone to Hamilton.
Really?
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you are eight. What is happening? Your friends are spoiled.
Is it age appropriate? Like, could you see, like, if it wasn't a financial hit to take her?
I think she would have been upset over the death part, but it's not like it's graphic. So she probably could have seen it, but I did tell her, like, the playbill itself said it was for, like, I might be mixing this up now, but I'm pretty sure it had an age, like, at least 10 plus. So she wasn't quite there yet.
Have they been to, you've taken them to plays and things?
I've taken them to plays, and I took them to, like, Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Altria. So yeah, they've been to theater, but I was like, what do you mean all of your friends have been there? But seriously, Jessica, like, she knew the freaking lyrics. Like, she was, like, quoting them, quoting the characters and, like, who they were. And I was like, wow. So I guess they've got, like, free time while they're working at school to talk about Hamilton. But,
what do they talk about in aftercare?
Yeah, he's aftercare, right? So I was like, as we're, like, leaving and walking out the door, and I was like, okay, I'll get you a souvenir. And that, like, shut her up and made her happy.
Aw.
And so, and like Emma wasn't there that night and David was there, but he didn't hear me say that. So after the play, like we go up to the souvenir booth and there's like this gold feather pretend quill pen and it was like $15 and we're like, oh, Valley will love that. That'll be perfect. And then I was like, well, I'm going to get a mug. Like I need to get something. And Nick's like, a mug. I'm like, just let me have the mug. It'll make me happy. And at least I'll use it, you know? And then we were like, oh, well, should we get something for David? And then Emma too. And then we start to, but like each thing is like $15-$20, you know?
Adds up.
Yeah. And Nick was like, no, wait, like this is too much. We can't do this. So we only buy Valley a pen and me a mug. Come home. David's like, well, where's my pen? And the next day, Emma's like, you didn't get me a pen? Why didn't I get a pen? I really want a gold leaf pen. And I was like, oh no. Like, so my question is like, do you always have to buy your kids, like, equivalent stuff?
We do. Because we cannot stand the, like, that. Yeah, like, we...
But, like, literally, Emma and David knew nothing about the play. Like Nick goes, but do you even know who Alexander Hamilton is? And she was like, huh?
What are you talking about?
Who's Alexander Hamilton?
I think I learned... My Aunt Barbara, she's very, like... I don't know. She's had, like, kids and grandkids. She's an aunt forever. Mm-hmm. And when the girls were really little, she would buy them the same exact present. And she was like, you're going to thank me for this. You're going to think it's weird that I'm doing this, even though, like, one is only, like, 8 months old. But, like, they're going to want it if it's, like, they're just going to want it. So I'm just going to buy two of it. And after that, I was like, that was so smart. Because then, but then we would even write, like, their name on the foot. Yeah. And then they would fight and, like, erase the name and put the other. Like, I mean, there's always something to fight about. But I feel like it was a good strategy for a little while. Now they're old enough that I feel like their interests have diverged a little bit, at least, where it's not always, like, they want the same thing. But it usually is, actually. I don't, and even Baker will get in there and be like, what about me?
I just was like, you know, we probably should have just saved it for Christmas. But if it hadn't been close to Christmas, like, I feel like we have the right to buy one kid one, like, $15 gift that was, like, meaningful to her because she knew about the play and badly wanted to go, you know? It was, like, a special occasion because normally we always buy them everything equal. Like, if somebody gets a stuffed animal, the other two get a stuffed animal, like, but it was just... Again, we feel like the kids are running the show, and they're like, how dare you not buy me this? I wanted that, and then we're, like, justifying like, I get that you don't love me. We're like, well, we made this decision because blah, 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 and Nick is like, wait, we don't have to, like, we don't have to justify our decisions. I know, that's the worst. You. Like, we're the parents, you're the kids. Like, this is so backwards.
I know, I feel like there's a lot of role confusion.
Yeah.
It's,
we're like, but you got to go to Duke game with Dad last week, and the other kids didn't go, and they're like, so they didn't want to go, you know, and like we're fighting about like you know what's fair and like the rationality of, and as if these kids can actually reason fully, you know,
or even I mean, we used to, I feel like, and still do, like, do too much of that, and it's really a concerted effort to be like, this is my decision. When you're an adult and you have children, like, you'll make your own decisions.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's, yeah, it's hard to remember to say that and act that way.
It totally is.
Oh, so last time we talked, I think a little bit about like Black Friday and all the deals and the sales and everything.
Yeah.
And I, did I tell you about this? I ordered a, what I thought was a Fitbit watch.
Yeah.
Because it was such a good deal.
An ad on Facebook.
Yeah. And I've never been burned like this before. But
I mean,
so,
what company did you buy it from?
It like had some kind of Fitbitty kind of name to it. Like it looked, I mean, you know, I was just buying stuff and it looked like a great deal. And
well, on Black Friday weekend, I feel like I become a little frantic. Like, I gotta get the deals.
I know. I know. It's too exciting. You don't want to miss out. So I bought a few other things, and they'd all been coming in the mail, and I was, like, excited about everything. And then I was like, I wonder.
Does that even come?
Well, so, like, it wasn't coming kind of for longer than I realized. And I was like, Pat, check the bank statement. Like, it was like, no, we got a charge for that same amount. Like, so we've been charged, and... And then something came in the mail, and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is it. But it was kind of a weird package, and it had, like, a return address from China. And I opened it, and it was a fake Hermes scarf.
What?
And it said, Cachmere, instead of cashmere, Cachmere. And it
well,
was like,
you ordered a Fitbit.
I did. And Pat was like, I think this is your Fitbit. And I was like, oh my God, what? So I tried to like call the company and like the phone number wasn't working. And it just started
company.
To feel like a scam a little bit. And I emailed them and nobody wrote back. And then I went to Wells Fargo and like told them what happened. And they were like, okay, we're going to cancel your card just for just in case. And like our fraud department will investigate it. And then I got an email back from China, I think, and they're like, it's totally broken English. It was like, so sorry, we confirmed there was a mix-up in our, like, our merchandise or something.
Listen to your fake Fitbit.
Yeah, it was like your product you ordered is no longer available. Please take apology from here. It was like all broken English. And then it's like, our best convenient, like something receipt for you is 25% off product or something. I was like, no, this is fraud. I want my money back. And it was just the craziest thing. And then they just kept writing me back. I would like write them an angry email and they would write back like, so sorry, this has happened. It was like very polite but infuriating. So be careful where you buy your cheap goods from, y'all, because
you've
been burned.
Yeah, I can't believe every good ad that you see.
And what am I going to do with this cashmere? So now I have this fake Hermes scarf that's cashmere.
Should I give it to my mother-in-law?
Well, the kids were like, maybe we'll give it to Grammy for Hanukkah. I was like, well, it's not the worst. I mean, it is cashmere. I don't know.
That sounds nice.
It is pretty. It's just fake. I don't know.
I heard, do you think we'll talk before New Year's? Maybe we will. So we can save New Year's. Do you think you act your age or dress your age? Or do you feel younger or older than you are because of kids? What do you feel like?
I just feel like an alien.
An alien?
Not an alien, but... I feel like a little untethered, you know?
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Like, so no, I don't feel like I act my age. And I feel like I have all these friends that are like 10 years younger. And I'm like, girl, I know. And I'm like, gosh, I am so old compared to you guys. I'm like hanging with babies all day.
Oh, I will say, when I met your like two good friends that you work with at work, well, like one of them was 10 years younger, yeah. right? And then the other one was like 5 years younger. Yeah. So she like splits the difference. But when I first met the one by herself who was 30, I was like, whoa. Like, it's completely different stage of life here. No. Like, no kids, like
babies.
So innocent looking.
I know. I remember telling her, I was like, when do you think you'll have a kid? She's like, babies having babies?
Unsoiled. Like, what is it? Like,
I know. She's such a. Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird. We were coming out here tonight and we were like, Nick, we're leaving. We're holding like wine in our hands, and he's like, "You're almost 40. You don't have to like sneak out of the house with wine." And I'm like, "Wait, why are you telling me that?" And I don't feel almost 40.
No, I don't either. But I do feel tired. So what is 40? I mean, maybe when I tried to run that 5K, I felt about 300. I was like, "This is not okay."
Yeah, I don't really.
Depends on the moment, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why. I think I still, like, gravitate towards wanting to dress younger sometimes, but...
My dress code is a problem. I feel like I've got, like, that American housewife thing going on. Like, I want to wear leggings with, like, a tunic. Like, I just want to be cozy.
You're very good at that.
But it does feel a little bit like this isn't a real work outfit that I'm going to wear it to work
like
anyway.
What people wear. Although I was wondering if you got to wear that. I was thinking about that the other day because when we met at the Stella's Market boutique after work, I was like, did Jess wear those leggings to work?
Yeah, I totally wore Spanx camo to work.
Oh, well, if they're Spanx, then that's perfectly
Is
acceptable.
That okay?
I think so.
I'm wearing the LuLaRoe ones too to work.
I worked with a lawyer and she was wearing Spanx to work. Those faux leather. So much, in fact, that I love them that like I ordered a pair and then I think I just need to order a size up in Spanx. Like, I think I just need to order a medium or something because I got the small.
They're
and
so
I was
tight.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, like they're so tight. Like, I cannot wear these.
Yeah, I've been wearing the large things and they're still really tight. Like, they still leave marks on me. I'm like, damn.
I know. And I really loved the leather ones on her. And I can't remember what I thought about them on me, except I guess I thought they were too small.
Yeah.
Okay. And
do you think you act or dress your age?
Probably so, but I think I also sometimes dress younger. I guess it depends.
I feel like sometimes we'll hang out with another couple and we'll be like, they are grown-ups. Like, they got their shit together.
Yeah.
They know what to do. Like, they are really got their children in check.
Well, it definitely feels different when the couple, like, doesn't have kids. Like, when we were at the work party and we were talking to these two people and Nick was like, how old are those people? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, 30, I have no idea, you know? But they were just like, we don't have kids. And Nick was like, they were saying we don't have kids because we just haven't gotten there yet in life, you know?
Wow.
So they could have been, I don't know, 28. Like, I have no idea how old they are. And I was like, yeah, that they're definitely in a different stage of life. But I don't know. I think that's one thing. One reason Nick and I work together is we both have like high energy and like like to do a lot of fun things. And that doesn't have to be associated with like a particular age. Like, you could be 65 and be like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know why I was thinking about that. I probably like wore something and, you know, my Hailey Bieber silver coat or something and was like, I'm so young at heart. I don't know.
And I also feel like sometimes I go to people's homes and they have like grown-up furniture.
Ooh.
You know, and then Pat and I look around our home and we're like, well, my brother gave us this TV. Autumn gave us this couch.
I definitely feel like that. I definitely feel like...
Like, am I ever going to buy grown-up furniture?
Yes. Like, do people look at our furniture and think, like, kitty?
Why is this crap in your house?
I know, because you go to some people's houses and it's, like, antiques and... Especially when we were, like, looking for houses here, like, people had, like, fancy antiques and all this stuff, and I have some things that I'm proud of, but, like...
Some style is so mature, like, even young people with, like, super mature taste or something.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how you get like that, because I just feel like we've been in a place, I've been in a place in all stages of my life, I guess, where I'm like, yes, please give me your hand-me-downs, or like whatever you have, or like whatever Nick bought.
Whatever you have.
You know, whatever Nick bought when he was single. But at the same time, we got married and we had all this money to Crate and Barrel, and I was like, we should definitely spend it all plus double it on this velvet blue headboard.
Did you?
This is stupid. Yes, we did. Yeah, one day we'll have fancy adult furniture, I guess. Meanwhile, my parents are like, take our fancy adult furniture that we last, that will last a lifetime, because we bought good quality furniture made in North Carolina, and don't you want it? And Nick and I are like, no, it looks like the 1980s. Like, we don't want your nice quality furniture. Like, this is why we buy trendy crap and we throw it away every 3 years. Like, or not even trendy, but like...
Well, it's hard to take somebody else's taste, right? Like,
it is. I'm also, sometimes I'm glad that we can't afford nicer stuff, because I'm like, my taste changed, and then I can just get, like, new cheap stuff. Lately, and I'm trying to think how long this has been since, I just feel like we have, like, completely lost all good eating habits, and we eat in the kitchen all the time. Like, we're like, let's just eat at the bar. And, like, Nick and I are, like, we're, like, kitchen help. We're like, yeah. Oh, what do you need next? Like, let me get you milk. And, like, Nick is, like, half the time he, like, won't eat because he's, like, waiting to sit down and, like, eat slowly and peacefully. And I'm just, like, shoveling it in my mouth, like, I get up to give them whatever.
Pat's always like, well, I can't eat like this. I'm like, what do you mean? Just, like, food's falling out of my mouth. Like,
I can't eat like an animal.
I know. I'm very accustomed to eating like an animal.
I'm like, look, you gotta look out for yourself sometimes, too. Like, then we have showers and everything else. Are you interested in seeing the movie Cats or Star Wars? Because we're going to get to see them this week, and I'm pretty excited.
I'm really happy for you, and I don't want to see those movies.
Cats does look like it has the potential to be super weird.
And there's a creep factor. It looks so creepy, yeah. Doesn't it?
I've never seen the musical, but I'm like, well, Taylor Swift's in it, so it's got to be awesome.
I totally saw the musical when I was little, and all I remember is it being really sad. Like, it being weird, and then
sad?
It being... Well, just the song Memories, like,
oh, no.
I don't know. Well, I'm also I was an emo kid. I cried a lot during sad scenes.
I feel like I cry
things.
Over everything now. Like, maybe Hamilton doesn't make other people cry. It doesn't matter what
I cried at the end of Britney Runs a Marathon.
Dude, I cried at the end of Goldberg episodes when, like, the family makes up and they're like, we love you, Mom. We're so sorry. I'm like, mm. And then I look over at Nick and I'm like, are you crying too, honey? And he is. And I'm like, yeah.
I know. Pat and I are both such criers.
Yeah.
Which is, I like that about him. I'm like, good. It's not just me crying.
I do
We're
too.
All crying.
Okay, let's talk favorites.
Yes.
You mentioned you liked The Early Darkness.
Well, yeah. The kids are always so confused these days. Like, it's really dark. It must be bedtime. I'm like, yeah.
That is not happening at my house. Maybe our kids should hang out around 6:30 when your kids are, like, saying, oh, it must be bedtime.
I know.
And then my kids would be like...
I need to, like, turn all the clocks off so, like, nobody has any sense of, like, actual time.
It's a good thing that Fitbit didn't come in. You don't have to worry about that. Showing the time.
Yeah,
okay, so
I've been
early
liking
bedtimes.
That.
You watched your Britney movie. I watched, this is, like, not anything new, but I was decorating the tree, like, you know, one of my second days or third days of decorating the tree this weekend or last weekend. And I was like, let's just watch The Sound of Music off Netflix or whatever it was on. And Valley was inside with me, and I watched the whole thing. And I guess it was, like, the first time at least in a long time, that I had really, like, watched it and paid attention. And it could just be, like, my sappy momness now, but I was, like, so in love with it. And I was like, Julie Andrews is amazing, and Christopher Plummer is amazing, and this whole movie is just amazing. Like, I was, like, so, like, starry-eyed over it. Like, I was like, can I buy Valley some sort of, like, Sound of Music present for Christmas? So I'm, like, trying to figure out. But,
yeah, the soundtrack. Maybe.
Yeah, well, everything being digital, but then I saw these t-shirts, and I was like, I need to get my t-shirt maker out and, like, just be making everybody's Christmas presents.
That's such a good idea.
Right?
Why not?
Because I gotta just figure out how to use it.
One of these years.
One of these years. I'm gonna figure it out.
Maybe 2020 will be the year.
Yes, the year of t-shirts. So I'm really loving The Sound of Music. Like, and then the whole family was singing Doe, a deer, aww, a female deer today. Like,
that's adorable.
It was adorable. And we almost have as many kids, so we just need two
You're
more.
Pretty much the Von Trapps. So are you going to do, like, a New Year's resolution? Do you do that for yourself?
I don't really do that, and I feel like I should. I feel like I listen to all these inspirational people that are like, make a vision board, make goals, make blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I've never had, like, a resolution that stuck. So, no. Like, is that a...
It's always like, I'm gonna be kind, I'm gonna be grateful, I'm not gonna say bad words, I'm gonna work out, like, yeah. I don't know.
It's the usual suspects.
I can't remember the last time I made a real serious one. Maybe we should both give it, like, real thought and think about...
I feel like it's the same thing. Like, I want to be more patient, yeah, and I want to be healthier.
A better person.
Yeah?
Yeah, healthier. That's a good one.
And more balance in my life or whatever.
Okay, a few other favorites. I love my Entrepreneur magazine.
Ooh.
Nick gave it to me, I think it could be 2 Christmases ago, like it renewed. And it's one of my favorite things I get. Like, I love reading about, I don't know, just people starting their own businesses or doing franchises. It's always fun to read different people's stories. So I love that magazine. For beauty, Anthropologie is having a 30% off sale right now. So I bought some RMS makeup, like, to replenish stuff that I've run out of. And their lip to cheek, it's like a pot that you can put on your lips or your cheeks or really anywhere. I have the pink color called Demure. So I really like that. Nice. It's like really good ingredients, good quality, like non-toxic, healthy, green. And comes in a cute little glass pot. And then for a style, I am really into headbands. So it started off with like a $3 glitter headband from Target that I got for the kids, and then they didn't want to wear it. So I was like, cool, I'll wear it.
Cool, give it to me.
Yeah. And then, like, when it came time to buy presents for Christmas, I basically, like, look for my sister and my sister-in-law, and then I'm like, plus one for me. So, you know, I was like looking on J.Crew and Anthro and...
Well, then you can be matchy, which is fun.
Yeah, well, I got them different colors. So I got one that I've already worn, like a dark green turban, like knotted headband.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I got a few from J. Crew the other day, which I got them, like, I got two for like $2 because I had a $25 like coupon, and they let me use that with the like 50% off. So I was like, sweet, this is amazing. I think I ordered 2 light pink ones because I just couldn't decide which one I would like better. But I was like, I'm basically getting them for free. So yeah, I'm digging the headbands.
Nice.
They're like, I don't know, 90s. It just feels retro, right?
I feel like anything goes these days, yeah, style-wise.
And then you mentioned you like slipper socks.
Yeah, my friend gifted me some, and I thought...
Are they like the fuzzy kind?
They're really...
Do they have the grippers on the feet?
Yes. It looks like a cable sweater, and then there's grippers on the feet, and inside it's like that really, like, almost like a shearling or something.
Sherpa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they're so cozy, but they're really, really hot, too. So yeah. I feel like I need to be strategic. Like, yeah, if the heat hasn't kicked on yet, they're like, I feel like I just can't be warm enough. That's the sock for me. But maybe on a day-to-day, it's like a little extra.
Well, yeah, you're not going to put them on with shoes, right?
No, I mean, I can't leave the house
just
in them.
Walking around the house.
But even in the house, I feel like sometimes I feel like I respond differently to the temperature of the house.
For sure, for sure. Thanks for joining us today as we thrillingly recounted 2 amazing date nights. To Hamilton and a work holiday party, which included the ultimate entertainment, dancing. We learned that Jess almost wore a brown wedding dress, and thankfully her husband saved her. We pondered sending Christmas cards, justifying ourselves to our children, and who the heck is Carole King? If you like what you hear, please share the Oh Mama podcast with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe, and please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about your favorite mom's night out or a date night or an accomplishment that you are proud of, like running a 5K. You can find us at Oh Mama Podcast, that's OHMOMMA, with Libby and Jess on Instagram and Facebook. Bye!